what I made was right on the spot where his tent was. People used to want to come around and dig on the side of a hill if they couldn't find some Indian relics.
I guess there are a lot of relics around out there, arrowheads.
Mm-hmm. We found a lot of arrowheads.
No, thanks.
You can have some.
Well, thanks. I really never use it.
I don't either, but I got this 10 pounds of sugar. It was $3.49. Well, I looked at it and I said, that must be a mistake on the bill. So I went and got a bag of sugar with print on there. That's when I told him they couldn't have any sugar in the tea.
See, I haven't bought any groceries for so long that I'm
out of
touch. I don't know how prices are.
Or maybe it's best you don't know.
Maybe it's better. Yeah. The Congress did something about sugar prices, didn't they? They voted not to support sugar prices or something a couple of weeks ago.
I don't know, but they seem to go up down here.
Travel like this, I really don't think of food very much because it's rare to, mm-hmm. to find really good food when you eat out all the time. So this is a real treat.
I was only drinking tea one day, Jack. I didn't drink any. She says, well, how in the world did you live without drinking tea? I said, I drink ice water. She said, well, maybe some of us better try it.
Yes.
She drinks ice water for breakfast, now that's it.
Never drink anything hot.
You never drink anything hot.
I told her, I said, how do you do it? I said, trust and obey. Drink ice water and crochet.
That's the way. That's good advice. Did you like coffee?
I never drank coffee. My mom never did.
Yeah, I never had a chance to like it.
No. People ever used to say when they drank coffee without cream or sugar, they ever drank it barefoot? Did you ever hear that?
I have.
Barefoot coffee, instead of black or straight.
Boys, they don't drink coffee. Their wives do.
Where are your children? How are you?
One son lives in New Orleans and the other son lives in Owensboro, Kentucky.
Oh, yes.
The daughter's in Northbrook, Chicago. A long way from me.
Yes, they are. Brother in New Orleans. He lives in the French Quarter.
That's some place, isn't it?
Yes, he's very happy there. He's fixed up a home. It was built in 1832. And that's his chief hobby, working with that.
Uh-huh.
He has a really beautiful patio. It's